Inman factors means a lot of things to different people. You might call it industrial engineering. You might call it usability. The way we like to study it up front is we like to do ethnographic research, which is a fancy word for, besides talking to those key stakeholders about the problems they have and about your prototype and how it addresses those, is to watch how they engage with the problem they have currently, and then to have the ability, if possible, to watch them engage with your prototype. So this is beyond the interviewing and the discussions you have with them, but what you see is sometimes very different than what people tell you. For example, we got a great story of innovation here. We had a client who was doing a kit, a term for a bunch of products inside a plastic right. bag that are used in a hospital setting. And what we had found was, is because the kit contained everything the clinician needed, we thought it was a helpful solution. Clinicians are used to this as a standard in hospitals. But what we learned is in a complex process involving multiple steps, having a whole bag full of goodies, somebody said it was sort of like dumping out your child's trick-or-treat bag when they come back and there's scads of candy everywhere and you're trying to find the Tootsie Roll, right? So the clinician had suggested to us, it felt like Halloween and the Tootsie Roll hunt. And it gave us an important idea, though, about innovating around packaging. Is if we could help bring structure to the different elements of a kit that a clinician needed at the process in the steps that they do when working with the patient, that could make their lives simpler. What this led to was a kit within a kit design in the packaging.
Yeah.
It led to, believe it or not, a patent for our client and huge market acceptance because we were giving innovation that made life simpler for the people who engaged with this product.
Not to mention applicability way, way beyond just the specific kit that your client originally was thinking about, almost to the point where the business isn't about the kit, the business is about the novel packaging and presentation of the order in which you get the items out of a kit, which, by the way, could probably even have applications way beyond medical kits. Very, very interesting.